Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and give you the real story.
Exactly. And today we're looking at something pretty huge.
Right. Saudi Arabia. They're really shaking things up, carving out this new identity as a global hub for sports and tourism.
It's an incredibly ambitious vision, definitely. And the way they're doing it is fascinating. We've looked at sources highlighting their big Unreal calendar campaign.
The one from the Saudi Tourism Authority.
That's the one, fronted by Cristiano Ronaldo, no less. And it's more than just, you know, a list of events. It's this bold promise, positioning Saudi Arabia as a place for everything year-round. Mega events, sure, but also deep cultural stuff.
That's a really key point.
Right.
And Ronaldo's quote, you hear it everywhere now, "I came for football, I stayed for more." It feels like that perfectly sums up what they're aiming for.
It absolutely does.
So our mission today is basically to unpack that. How did Ronaldo become the face of this huge sporting push? And maybe more importantly, what does it tell us about where the kingdom is headed?
Well, his endorsement, it's powerful. But it's not just about his celebrity status, right?
There's more to it.
Oh, yeah. There's serious money and strategy behind it. Sources point to his initial contract being, well, massive, reportedly over $200 million.
Wow.
Yeah. And that wasn't just, you know, to get a star player. It was a calculated move. Boost the Saudi Pro League's image globally instantly, make it commercially viable. It's scoring goals, yes, but also scoring major soft power points.
Okay. And his comments, the emotional ones about staying.
They just amplify that investment, don't they? It turns what could look like just a contract into something that feels like a genuine personal story for everyone watching worldwide.
Right. So it's not just Ronaldo, even though he's a massive piece.
Right.
It fits into this bigger picture of Saudi Arabia rapidly becoming this go-to place for international events.
Yeah.
How does one star link to the wider sort of state strategy?
Yeah, it's deeply linked. This isn't just PR spin. It's a fundamental part of Vision 2030.
Their big economic diversification plan.
Yeah, exactly. They're pouring investment into what economists call non-oil GDP sectors, trying to build up tourism, entertainment, tech moving away from oil dependency.
And the big events fit into that.
Perfectly. Look at what's coming up. FIFA World Cup 2034, AFC Asian Cup 2027, even the Asian Winter Games in 2029.
Winter Games, yeah. That's quite a range.
It is. And these aren't just random bids. It's an integrated effort. You've got entities like the Public Investment Fund, the PIF, not just funding things, but strategically buying assets, hosting events globally. It's all part of this, well, this national project.
That really puts it into context.
Yeah.
But it's broader than just the stadiums and pitches, which is where it gets interesting for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Tourism Minister Ahmed Al-Khatib, he talks about blending culture, top-tier hospitality, entertainment, with football to make Saudi a, quote, global magnet.
Can you maybe give an example of how that actually works on the ground?
Sure. The idea is to draw everyone, not just the hardcore sports fans, give them a whole experience. Think about projects like Diriyah Gate.
The UNESCO site development. Exactly. Billions are going into transforming this heritage site into a cultural and lifestyle destination. Luxury hotels, amazing food, entertainment, all ready for people visiting for the big games or concerts.
So the match is just one part of the trip.
Precisely. Give people a compelling reason to, like Ronaldo said, stay for more. Blend the ancient history with modern luxury and fun. It makes the appeal much wider.
Okay. This is clearly a massive shift. So for you, the listener, maybe the global football fan, what does this actually mean? For the Saudi Pro League, its clubs, maybe even for international sport overall?
Well, for the Saudi Pro League, it means huge global attention, right? More top players, better coaches, the whole standard goes up.
And for the fans watching?
For you, the fan, it could mean a real shift. Where does the top talent play? How do we watch major tournaments? Even things like youth academies could change. Are we seeing maybe a less Europe-centric football world emerging?
A challenge to the traditional powers.
Potentially. And beyond football, it challenges where we think the centers of sport and culture are. It impacts travel, how nations are perceived. It really could reshape what we think of as a global destination.
So, summing up, Saudi Arabia is very deliberately, very strategically, using sports and tourism, backed by serious investment, to build a whole new global image.
Absolutely. It's calculated, ambitious, and happening fast.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to chew on.
Yeah. Considering this aggressive push for major events, this blending of culture, hospitality, entertainment, all on such a huge scale, what bigger changes, societal, economic, might we expect from the kingdom as it pushes to become this global magnet?
How will that ripple out, you know, through the global economy, through cultural exchange?
It's definitely something to watch, a big question about the future unfolding right now.